Good day, and welcome to the Fondul 2019 Annual Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marius Dan. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome everyone to our conference call to discuss the 2019 annual results and the January 2020 NAV development. Johan Meyer, CEO of Franklin Templeton Investment Management, U.K., Bucharest branch, as investment manager of Fondul Proprietatea, Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, and I are pleased to host today's call. The 2019 annual results report can be found on the fund website in the investor relations section, and the presentation that we will be discussing was sent out to you earlier today. The slides are also available on our website at www.fondulproprietatea.ro in the results presentation section. After the presentation, we will have a 30-minute Q&A session. As a reminder, the call is being recorded. The recording will be available on the fund website afterwards. Now, that being the agenda, I turn to Johan to start off with the presentation.
Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to those joining us from the U.S. and Canada. I'm pleased to share with you the most important highlights for the past year, as well as the NAV figures for the end of January 2020. I'll start with slide two of the presentation, where we show the key facts about the fund. At the end of January, the fund's NAV was 11.7 billion RON, or $2.7 billion, and the NAV per share reached 1.71 RON per share. The discount to NAV as of yesterday's close was 22.9% on the Bucharest Stock Exchange and 24% on the London Stock Exchange. On the right-hand side, you can see the evolution of the fund's adjusted share price and the discount since the fund's listing in January 2011. We're glad to see the strong performance registered so far, that translates into a 10% increase of the share price from the beginning of the year. Moving to slide three, we show the fund's shareholder structure as of 31 January 2020, with no significant changes since the last call, which we had in November 2019. The treasury shares held at the end of December are the shares bought back during the 10th buyback program, and the cancellation will be subject to the shareholders' approval during the annual shareholders' meeting, to be held on the 28th of April. On slide four, we present the changes in the valuations of the unlisted companies, which were reflected in the 31 December 2019 net asset value report, compared to the previous NAV as at 29 November 2019. Valuation updates in accordance with the international valuation standards were prepared for 19 unlisted holdings with the assistance of the independent valuators, KPMG Advisory, and Darian DRS, and the overall impact was an 11.4% increase of the 31 December NAV. In other words, 853 million RON, mostly driven by the increase in the valuation of Hidroelectrica and Bucharest Airport. Going to slide five, we show a summary of the NAV share price and GDR performance since 2011, and the evolution of the fund's average annual discount since its listing on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. The NAV total return in 2019 was 31.2%. Total return for the local shares was 49.1%, while the total return for the GDRs was 41.4%. For the first month of 2020, the NAV total return was -1.3%, while the total return for the local shares was 10.7% and 9.5% for the GDRs. Discount level continues to decrease, and we continue our efforts to reduce it below the current levels. On slides six and seven, we show the contributors to the fund's NAV performance in the fourth quarter and for the entire 2019. The main performers in the fourth quarter were Hidroelectrica, Bucharest Airports, and ENGIE, following the valuation updates, and the listed OMV Petrom and Nuclearelectrica, following the impressive performance of the company share prices in 2019. Total NAV performance during the fourth quarter was 11.4%. The detractors for the quarter were the unlisted Enel companies and Timișoara Airport as a result of the valuation updates, and ALRO, whose share price was impacted in 2019 by weak aluminum prices and high electricity prices. For the entire year, we had the same performers, top performers, and pretty much the same main detractors. Total NAV performance during the year was 23%. Moving on to the next section, we're giving an update on the fund's portfolio. On slide nine, we show the portfolio structure as of the end of January. 71% in unlisted companies, 25% in listed, and 4% in cash and receivables. The cash position at the end of the month was $104.7 million. The next slide, number 10, we show the listed versus unlisted split for the fund's portfolio. The largest listed company remains OMV Petrom, while Hidroelectrica remains the largest holding. I'd like to highlight that we also published today the fund's detailed statement of investments as at 31 December 2019, which is available on the fund's website in the investments section. Slide 11, we present the top 10 portfolio companies as at 31 January, representing 93% of the fund's NAV, while Hidroelectrica, OMV Petrom and Bucharest Airports represent over 70% of the fund's NAV. On slide 12, we show a summary of the 2019 preliminary financial results for some of the main portfolio companies, with mixed evolutions during the period, and I will elaborate more for the top companies in the following slides. The rise in power prices had a very positive impact on Nuclear Electrica's profit, which was over 31% higher in 2019 compared to the previous year, but a negative one on Alro, which ended the year with a loss of 68.3 million RON. On slide 13, we provide a few preliminary figures for Hidroelectrica. According to management, in 2019, the company recorded a total turnover of 4.1 billion RON, down 2.7% year-on-year, and an EBITDA of 3 billion RON, which is a 3.8% decrease compared to the prior year. Total electricity sold out of own production reached 14.8 terawatt hours, down 11.9%, while total electricity sold stood at 15.8 terawatt hours, down 11.2% year-on-year. Average realized price of energy sold in 2019 was 229 RON per megawatt hour, up 7.3% year-on-year. At the end of 2019, the company's net cash position was just shy of 2 billion RON. Slide 14, we present the main update on OMV Petrom, the fund's second largest holding. Sales to external customers of 25.5 billion RON, 11.6% up compared to 2018, driven mainly by a 16% increase in gas volume. Net income decreased by 12.2% to 3.6 billion RON, mainly driven by lower hydrocarbon production and lower realized crude price, 10.6% decrease in 2019. Also, refining margin was lower in 2019 compared to the previous year. The company's executive board proposed a gross dividend of 0.031 cents per share for the 2019 financial year, which is a nice 14.8% increase compared to the gross dividend distributed for the previous year. The proposal is subject to shareholders' approval during the company's annual shareholders' meeting. On slide 15, we show the main updates on Bucharest Airport 2019. Passenger traffic continued to increase to 14.7 million, a 6.4% increase compared to the previous year. Aircraft movements also increased up to 145,000, which is a 5.2% increase, while cargo traffic decreased slightly by 2.3% to 38,000 tons versus 39.5 the previous year. On the financial side, operating revenues reached 1 billion RON, over 8% higher compared to 2018, and operating profit decreased 3% to 432 million RON, mainly due to increased amortization costs, and net income stood at 375 million at the end of the year versus 372 million in 2018. Slide 16, we present an update on the NL subsidiaries and the special dividends received from these companies. The general shareholders meeting of the companies Idistribuții Banat, Dobrogea and Muntenia have approved the payment of dividends worth 2.96 billion RON, approximately 618 million euros, from retained earnings. Out of the 522 million RON in dividends, 498 have already been received by the fund in February, and the balance are to be received by August 2020. On slide 17, we show the main updates regarding Constanța Port's 2019 preliminary figures. According to the company, total volume of goods operated reached 66.6 million tons, an increase of 8.6% for the year, driven primarily by an increase in the volume of cereals up to 21.3 million tons. Preliminary operating revenues of 352 million, up 2.1%, while operating profit was up 1.9% year-on-year, and net profit was up 27.1% to 96.2 million RON. Slide 18, we give an update on the liberalization of the electricity market, with the government assuming responsibility on 26 December 2019 for the law liberalizing the electricity market, starting with effect 1 January 2021, and the gas market starting 1 July 2020. Also, on 6 January 2020, the government repealed through Ordinance 1 of 2020 the main provisions of Ordinance 114 of 2018, which eliminated the tax on banking assets, the 2% turnover in the energy tax, as well as the additional capital for private pension fund managers. However, the Constitutional Court ruled against the law, considering the undertaking of the responsibility of the government as unconstitutional, based on the rationale that in Parliament there is a similar initiative from a content perspective, while the Senate voted against Ordinance 1 of 2020. On 26 December 2019, UNRRA issued an order setting the regulated prices and quantities of electricity for the first half of 2020. Hydroelectrica is required to sell 1.8 terawatt-hours, approximately 7.8% of the estimated production for 2020, at a regulated price of 102.5 RON per megawatt-hour, versus the previous regulated price in 2019 of 112 RON per megawatt-hour. Nuclear Electrica, in turn, is required to sell 1.08 terawatt-hours, approximately 10.5% of the estimated production, at a regulated price of 188 RON per megawatt-hour versus previously 189 in 2019. In the second half of 2020, Hydroelectrica may be required to sell up to 1.3 terawatt-hours, while Nuclear Electrica may be required to sell up to 1.09 terawatt-hours. But as said at the beginning of the update on the liberalization, full liberalization will resume on the 1st of January 2021. Moving on to the corporate action section, I would like to invite Marius to comment. Thanks, Marius.
Thanks, Johan. On slide 20, we outline the fund distribution since we have started managing the fund. For 2020, we have included the estimated distribution to be made during the tender offer approved by the FCA on the 22nd of January, as well as our recommendation for the dividend distribution for the financial year 2019. This brings the total yield so far up to 8.1%. And of course, even the special dividends that we have received from NL, those will be distributed to shareholders via a subsequent tender offer, and is not included in this calculation. Moving to slide 21, we outline the details of the fund's 10th and 11th buyback programs. We started the current buyback program with the tender offer, and the details of the ongoing tender can be found on slide 22. We are looking to purchase 200 million shares, and the offering price is 1.39 RON per share and a U.S. dollar equivalent of RON 69.5 for GDR. As you have seen, the subscription period has been extended until the 13th of March, and Swiss Capital is the intermediary together with our Buck Grayson as dealer managers, while Bank of New York Mellon was on the GDR tender agent. Moving to slide 23 of the presentation, we outline the fund manager's gross and proposals for the 2019 financial year, which was included in the convening notice published yesterday. The 6.42 fund per share proposal is subject to the shareholders' approval during the annual shareholder meeting, which will take place on the 28th of April. The dividend proposal for 2019 is lower compared to the prior year, mainly due to two factors. One, the special dividends, which were excluded from the calculation in line with the updated annual cash distribution policy of the fund, as the special dividends we have received at the end of the year are used to finance the ongoing tender offer. And second reason is the higher amount which was deducted for the allocation to the mandatory reserve, the legal reserve. The mandatory allocation to legal reserves amounts to 5% of the annual profit of the fund, and the audited profit for 2019 amounts to 3.1 billion RON, approximately three times higher compared to the 2018 financial year profit. Moving to slide 24 of the presentation, we show the summary of the total dividend income received from the portfolio companies in the last 7 years. The special dividends received in 2019 amounted to around 259.3 million. Moving to slide 25, we include the upcoming investor relations events where we look forward to meeting some of you. We have just concluded yesterday our annual Romania Investor Days in London, where the top management of our largest portfolio companies participated, as well as the management teams of other Romanian corporates. It was good to see that the investor interest for Romania remains very high in light of the political changes that we are seeing. I would like to flag the annual shareholder meeting, which will take place on April 28th, as well as the annual investor days in Bucharest, which are scheduled this year for 3rd and 4th of September. Moving to slide 26 and 27, here we present the main points on the agenda of the annual shareholder meeting. There are several amendments to the Constitutive Act of Fondo Proprietatea, the approval of the amended investment policy statement, which will be enforced starting with the 23rd of July 2020. The main change of the IPS that we have submitted for shareholders to approve is related to the elimination of the 20% holdings and listed equities, which was a requirement until now, and this has been eliminated with the new AIFM law, which was approved by the government and by the parliament in January. We also have the approval of the dividend, as well as the continuation of the mandate of Franklin Templeton as manager of Fondul Proprietatea. I would like to invite now Cătălin Cadaru, Head of Financial Reporting, to comment on the fund's 2019 results.
Thank you, Marius. Hello, everybody. In terms of balance sheet development, the increase in the equity investment portfolio was mainly driven by Hidroelectrica and OMV Petrom as a result of the strong performance of the two companies. Moving on to the next slide, Fondul closed the year with an audited profit of approximately 3.1 billion RON, and the main contributor to this profit was the net change in fair value from the equity investment, again, the biggest amount coming from Hidroelectrica and OMV Petrom. In terms of the special dividends, these are included in the gross dividend income line of 942 million for the full financial year 2019. And the last point I would like to comment, the impairment losses shown on the on slide 30 relate to dividend receivable coming from Bucharest Airport that were not yet collected as of reporting date.
Thank you, Cătălin. At this point, we would like to open it up for any questions that you have.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question over the phone. We have no questions over the phone. Once again, it is star 1. We have no questions over the phone at this time.
Okay, if there are no questions, we would like to thank you for your participation, and thanks Johan and Cepelin. As always, for any additional questions, reach out to us, and hope you have a great week.
Thanks, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.